Thousands of people have been evacuated as a massive wildfire consumes parts of Southern California. The Apple Fire has been burning for several days, and officials now believe it was caused by a malfunctioning diesel vehicle. For more, we have science reporter Jacob Margolis with member station KPCC. And Jacob, give us a sense of how far this fire has spread.
Yeah, the fire started on Friday afternoon and quickly grew to more than 26,000 acres over 4 days, which is pretty quick. It's been dry. It's been hot in the area for a while now, like over 100 degrees, which means that the moisture content of the plants is low and they are ready to burn. If you watch a time lapse of the fire, you can imagine these hills right up against the city, and they're slowly being consumed by a wall of orange. I mean, this, it's so big that the smoke is visible from space.
Oh, wow. Where are we now with firefighters being able to contain it?
Yeah, they're slowly getting a hold of it. Southern California is full of these communities that are kind of right up against these big mountains. And when those mountains catch on fire, the terrain can obviously be very steep. There aren't roads for fire trucks. And that also means that hand crews, firefighters on the ground who are going to dig a line around the fire, have trouble getting to where they need to be to stop it because you just can't hike through all these places. So where they can't hike or, maybe the fire is just moving uphill too fast, they can't get around it, they have been relying on airplanes and helicopters to drop fire retardant, which is typical. And it is going to stay hot and gusty in the area where this fire is burning, but winds aren't so crazy that they won't be able to get a hold of it. So I don't want to give a timeline for when, because anything could happen, but I would imagine slowly containment will increase over the next week.
Tell us a little bit more about how this fire was started. Fire bosses are saying that it was a diesel vehicle.
Yeah, most wildfires are started by people, so this isn't surprising. You know, someone stops on the side of the road, their car malfunctions, sparks kick out. There's not a ton of details about this, but basically those sparks then fly into some grass along the road, and then that grass catches on fire, it burns really fast and hot, the wind pushes the fire along, big shrubs burn, and then big trees burn. You know, as another example, there was a fire last year that was started by a dump truck dumping burning garbage next to a mobile home park, and people ended up dying. All of that said, wildfires are very much a natural part of our landscape. We're just living like more and more in the parts that burn. So we rush to put them out, the fuel builds up, and eventually when these fires do start because of some spark or something, we get a major conflagration that runs through the area.
Let's talk a little bit about those impacted. Thousands of people have been forced to evacuate amid this pandemic. What steps are local officials taking to keep them safe, especially in light of COVID-19?
Yeah, we've seen on a couple fires this year that people are being put up in hotels to keep them isolated. On some fires, I haven't seen that on this fire, but on some other fires, they actually have people wait in their cars in the parking lot before giving them instructions at the evacuation center as to where to go. My colleague Josie Huang was down in an evacuation center on Sunday and only saw a few people there. And oftentimes what I've found on a lot of these fires is that people will go to an evacuation center if it is the middle of the night. But oftentimes the next day, especially if they have the means, they will go find a hotel on their own, or they'll just camp out in their cars. I met a lot of people in the Ralph's parking lot last year on a fire out near Santa Clarita, and they'll just wait until the flames pass, they're allowed back into their area, and they'll go home. The good thing is that usually structures don't burn because firefighters do such a good job saving them here.
You know, you mentioned it's been hot, it's been dry. Northern California, Oregon, Nevada, all of these states have seen an uptick in fire activity as a result of a drought. But Southern California isn't actually officially in drought this year. Were you expecting this big of a fire at this moment? We're talking the beginning of August.
I'm not surprised. If you've watched the progression of fires in Southern California, you can see they've grown from grass fires to shrub and brush fires to now we're looking at forests burning. And what that progression had to do with was different plants dry out at different rates. And so when the bigger plants dry out, then you've got these bigger masses of fuel to burn, and those fires are more difficult to put out. But usually we get to see, we don't see that terminal dryness until, I don't know, sometime in August or late August or so. So we're a bit early. But the thing that's kind of saved us from an even bigger fire is we don't have those Santa Ana winds, which will come along in September and October. And that's when I will be back on with you and we will be talking about some absolutely devastating fast moving fires, which are very scary.
Oh, man. That's KPCC reporter Jacob Margolis. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.